I thought I was going mad, mate. Hello everybody, welcome to the quiz. My name's James, you'll know that, and if you don't, that's a little bit weird, but you might not know my guest today. Let me introduce you to David Beaton. How are you, David?
Afternoon, James. I'm good, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks, mate. We should just clarify, for any reason we mentioned something that's out of date, we are pre-recording this on Monday. For the patrons who might not know you, I know you're pretty active in Slack, but tell the guys who you are, mate.
Well, as you said, I'm David. I live in a town called Oban up in the northwest of Scotland. I work as a firefighter. In terms of football, I go to most Scotland home games and the odd away one. Club football, I was a Rangers fan, but I kind of fell out of love with them as I got a bit older. So now I'm kind of clubless, but still find myself watching them and cheering them on a wee bit, but just a bit too much hassle was along with it for my liking.
What made you lose the love a bit?
Just a bit too much hassle, singing songs about religion and bigotry and stuff. I'm not really interested in that from a football team, but once you're raised to support them, it's kind of hard to fall out of love with a team, but I'd say I'm half in, half out.
Do you think that nature of the rivalry between Rangers and Celtic will ever go?
No, I don't, to be honest.
No.
I don't know.
I take it you'll be in Germany in the summer, will you?
I will be. I've got tickets to all three games, so I'm very much looking forward to that.
I've got a feeling you'll be playing more than three, mate.
Well, I'll not be going to them because I need to get back to work, but I hope so. I hope so. I'm not so sure myself.
How do you fancy your chances? The country must be buzzing about it. This feels a bit different to the last Euros, where it was great to qualify because it had been so long. This feels like, I don't want to say expectation, but a kind of a stronger feeling of opinion about the team, I think, now.
Yes, I agree. We kind of had a bit of a damp squib the last Euros for us. It was our first tournament in, oh God, about 20 years. And we had a great win against yourselves, obviously 0-0. We were pretty poor.
Were pretty poor that night. Yeah. My God, mate.
We've kind of grown since then. So we've had a couple of statement wins as well, beat Spain, Denmark. It's a tough group, though, in terms of every game. I can see us getting something, but I could also see us losing every game by a goal or so. So we'll see.
And the opening game as well.
Yeah.
Is that in Dortmund?
No, it's in Munich.
Munich. What three stadiums have you got?
It's Munich, Cologne, and the last one has been out of my head. It's been out of my head. It'll come back to me.
Are you staying out there or are you coming back,
yeah,
going again?
Staying out there for the 2 weeks.
It's a great country to travel around. I've done the Allianz myself, Munich. It's great, mate.
Yeah,
enjoy yourself. Good luck, genuinely. Right. What have you got for us on this quiz? I haven't got a clue. I said, you give me a theme and you went, it's Scottish.
Well,
okay, go on.
More or less it. Every question or every round will have a Scottish theme to it. The answer will be kind of Scottish or it'll be about something Scottish. But you don't really need a knowledge of Scottish football. It's more EPL based, I'd say.
Okay, fine. How many questions have we got in total, mate?
So we have six small rounds of 5, 30, and then one round of 10. So 40 questions.
So we've got 40 in total.
If I tell you what it's about, it'll give away one of the questions.
Okay, fine. Is it one answer for each question, is it?
More or less. There's a couple near the end that are more, but I'll tell you when it's...
All right. Floor is yours then, David. Off we go.
Okay, so we'll start off first round. It's just Scottish EPL records. So that's from 92. No, like Dennis Law or anything. So question one, which Scotsman has scored the most goals in the English Premier League?
Oh, blimey. That's me stumped already. I really should have done some form of Scottish themed background research on this. Oh, God.
You're right.
I can't think of anyone but Super Ali McQuest. He ain't bloody played in the league. I'm not giving anything away saying it's not him. Okay, so top Scottish goal scorer in the Premier League. Okay, go on.
And number two, which Scotsman has the most red cards in the Premier League? And we've had a few lately, but it's not one of them.
Okay, that's now weird. Because there might be two questions in, I might have written the same name down twice.
Okay, number three, you can see where this is going. Most yellow cards by a Scottish international.
Jeez. I might have the same answer for the first three questions, David. Okay, so we've got most goals for one, most reds for two, most yellows for three. Okay, mate.
Number four, most assists. Sportsman, obviously.
Could it be? Could it? Could it be? What's going to be number five? Most saves?
Most appearances.
Most appearances.
Yeah.
Most appearances. God, why does that feel so hard? I feel I'm confident on one of them five.
I would have never got the yellow cards one, but the other four, I think,
So number one is most goals. Number two is most reds. Three is most yellows. Four is most assists. Five is most appearances. Yep. Scottish players in the English Premier League.
Yep.
Okay, I'm not liking how this is going. Go on, mate.
Okay, so round number two, I'll give you the name of a footballer and you've got to tell me at what club he broke through. So if I said to you Harry Kane, it would be Tottenham because that's where he came through and played. So
not necessarily where he made his Premier League debut.
I would say that this isn't necessarily Premier League. This is just going to be a Scottish footballer. So it's just what Scottish club he came through at. Most of them have played in the Premier League, but not the first one. So the first one, he's doing really well in Italy at the moment, but at what club did Lewis Ferguson break through? All these answers are Scottish clubs. Just
is it Bologna? Is that right?
That's what he is now, yeah. Yeah. So I don't think he's the club captain, but he's been the captain a few times this season, doing really well.
I've got an instinct answer for that, so I've written it down.
Number two, we've got Super John McGinn. I should maybe be angry, John McGinn.
Super John. Yeah, poor Johnny McGinn. Super John McGinn. Okay. So what are we calling this? Part two, question two, or are you going question seven?
Oh, well, I don't know. I'll lose count if I go seven, so I'll go part two, question two.
All right, mate.
Number three, you should get this one because it's all the commentators ever used to say. It's Andy Robertson.
Shit. Well, I know where Liverpool got him from, but I don't know if that's the answer.
Number four, Stevie Naismith.
Stephen Naismith, he of Everton.
Yeah, famous hat trick against Chelsea.
Yeah.
And the last one, Robert Snodgrass. I think these are really easy if you follow Scottish football, but if not,
your voice will dead. David said to me, you just guess these, it's no problem, mate. Oh, yeah, I get that, mate. Yeah, that's tough. Okay, just want to repeat them five again for us, mate.
So it's where did these players break through at? So Lewis Ferguson was one, John McGinn two, Andy Robertson three, Stephen A. Smith four, Robert Snodgrass five.
Okay.
So round three, it's a who am I? So I'll just give a brief description and you've got to say who it is. Number one, I'm a current English Premier League striker who's made multiple appearances and scored multiple goals this season. I had a loan spell with Hamilton Accies in the 2015-16 SPL season, where I scored 8 goals in 32 games. Premier League striker, multiple appearances and goals this season.
Not necessarily Scottish, I'm taking it.
No, he's not Scottish.
Okay, not Scottish. All right, one better. I helped you out there, kids. He scored. What year did you say he was at Hamilton?
2015-16 season. And that was when they were in the top division, so it wasn't.
Blimey. Repeat the whole question first, sorry.
So I'm a current English Premier League striker. I've played multiple games this season and scored a handful of goals. I had a loan spell with Hamilton Accies in the 2015-16 season, where I scored 8 goals in 32 games.
Gee. That's rough, mate. I'm just going to write Hamilton in my notes. Hamilton Accies. Where is Hamilton?
Near Glasgow.
Okay. Go for it.
So number two, I'm a Premier League winner who spent the second half of the 06-07 season at Falkirk, making 15 league appearances. I can give you a wee clue if you'd like. He's a goalkeeper.
You can have a wee clue. We need a big one, mate. It's a goalkeeper, Premier League winner.
Yep.
Played at Falkirk in 06-07.
Yeah, half a season, 15 league appearances. I've seen him concede 7 goals. Rangers beat them 7-0 or 7-1, I can't remember.
What would a Premier League winning goalkeeper have been doing at Falkirk in 06-07? Oh, I'm wondering if this is a trick question now. Not trick question, but...
No, it's not a trick question. He was the starting goalkeeper when the
Okay. Team. It's not who I thought it might have been then. Starting goalkeeper. It's not that many bloody goalkeepers could have won the Premier League before that.
Or after.
Oh, or after?
Yeah, he was at Falkirk first. And then...
Oh, I was thinking it's at the end of his career.
No, start.
Oh, shit. That's a completely different slant then. Okay. I've got a name then, maybe. All right, go on.
Number three, I'm a current Premier League defender, fullback, who spent the second half of the 11-12 season at Hibs on loan. Whilst there, I started in the cup final defeat to Hearts, which was a 5-1 defeat. So current Premier League fullback spent half a season at Hibs. Sorry, a full season. Yeah, half a season at Hibs.
Yeah, I'll do well to get out of single digits on this, mate. Current Premier League fullback who was on loan there, 11-12. I bet that went down well when they got smashed 5-1 in the cup final.
He was pretty unpopular.
Love it. Go on, mate.
So, number four, I'm a current Premier League Big Six player who spent half a season at Aberdeen in 2016. I scored a worldie of a free kick whilst here, one of my 2 goals in the league. Free kick was against Rangers.
Don't know that one.
It used to be on an advert for ages. So. And the last one, I'm a retired footballer who played for 2 teams in the English Premier League. I was the only Scotsman to start in Birmingham's League Cup final win versus Arsenal in 2011.
That's a great question. Repeat all of it again.
So I'm a retired footballer. I played for 2 teams in the English Premier League. I was the only Scotsman to start in Birmingham's League Cup final win against Arsenal in 2011. And they didn't have anyone come off the bench that was Scottish or anything, so it's not a trick.
I think I might have that one. The Hamilton Accies and the Hibs Loney. Woof. Go on, go repeat them 5 again for us, mate, please, mate.
So, number one, a current English Premier League striker. I've made multiple appearances and scored a handful of goals this season. In the 15-16 season, I was on loan at Hamilton Accies, where I scored 8 goals in 32 games. Pardon me. I'm a Premier, sorry, number two, Premier League winner who spent the second half of the 06-07 season at Falkirk, making 15 appearances. That was the goalkeeper.
That's a goalkeeper, yeah.
Number three, current Premier League defender who spent the second half of the 11-12 season at Hibs on loan. Whilst there, I started in the 5-1 Cup final defeat to Hearts. Number four, I'm a current Premier League Big Six player who spent half a season at Aberdeen in 16-17, scoring a worldie of a free kick against Rangers. And number five, I'm a retired footballer who played for two teams in the English Premier League. I was the only Scotsman to start in Birmingham's League Cup final win against Arsenal in 2011.
Like, bloody hell, that Hamilton one. Jeez. Hamilton. Handful of goals scored this season. I just had Ollie Watkins in my head. I feel like he's got a few more than a handful.
Yeah, with two or three handfuls, I think.
It's not Ollie Watkins. All right, go on then. Next one, mate.
So I'll tell you the name of a town, how many people live there, and you've got to tell me the club that plays there.
Go on. So,
you know your Scottish geography, this will be pretty easy. Number one is Paisley, and 77,000 people live there. All the clubs are in the top four leagues, so there's no, like...
That's great. We haven't got any wankers from the Highlands League or anything. Okay, but we've got Keith. Keith is none of the answers, is he? No,
no, no Keith.
That's a one man team if ever I've seen them. Paisley. Okay, maybe. Go on.
Number two, Kirkcaldy, and 50,000 people live there.
Kirkcaldy.
Yep.
Never heard of it.
Oh, really?
No.
Very famous first half once in Munich.
That might tie in with the name I had in my mind. I feel like it's something I might have heard when they played a game on the telly or something, maybe.
Number three, Dumfries, and 33,000 people live there.
I mean, that sounds like it should be obvious, that one.
It's just on the border of England, more or less. A bit closer, but...
Dumfries, is that with an M or an N?
M for Mark.
Dumfries. Okay.
Number four, this is hard. Methil. 11,000 people live there. Methil. Methil.
Methil.
Yep.
11,000, yeah?
Yep.
That's a banger, mate. I think that's the drugs I've been taking from my back, mate. Methil.
Yeah. Oh. That's the hardest one. And the last one is Dingwall. 5,500 people live there.
Dingwall.
Yeah.
Sounds like science should be on Channel 4. Dingwall. Christ. I felt like I had a few guesses on the first two. Them last three. Yikes. Oof. Dingwall.
Yep. So it was Paisley, Kirkcaldy, Dumfries, Methil, Dingwall.
Jesus Christ. No one's getting 40 out of 40 on this one, pal.
Angus and that will.
Oh, Angus might, yeah, actually, yeah. Angus is
there's a couple in there for him.
not for anyone else. Dumfries, Methil, Dingwall. Not a clue, mate. All right. So it was Paisley was the first one. What was the second?
Yep. Kirkcaldy,
Dumfries, Methil, Dingwall.
Yep.
All right, next.
So this is basically A or B. So did this player score more goals in the English or Scottish leagues? And I'm including championships, his League Ones, etc. So first up, Chris Sutton.
Is it? It's not just Premier League, is it? So you're saying like Football League as well? Canada.
But just okay. League goals.
Because just league goals, but whether they were in England or Scotland, yeah. I understand. Chris Sutton. Okay.
Number two, James McFadden. He's one of my favourite players growing up.
Yeah, he could play. Good player. Nice left peg on him.
Goal of the season every year, but he might only score three or four.
Goal against Charlton always sticks in the memory. The one that comes to the edge of the box, he just flicked it over his head and then volleyed it in, yeah.
So hard to do. Number three, John McGinn.
Yep.
Number four, Neil Lennon.
Scored goals for anyone.
Yeah, this is quite low numbers.
Neil Lennon. And if he would have got more down here when he was younger, maybe. Yeah.
And the last one, Aaron Hickey.
Ooh.
I really hope he's fit for the summer.
Yeah, I don't think he's too far away, I don't think.
I've got no idea, but he seems to have been out for ages. But he's
yeah.
He's quite a lot better defensively than Patterson is.
Okay, so just give us them five names again.
So you had Chris Sutton, James McFadden, John McGinn, Neil Lennon, Aaron Hickey. More goals in England or Scotland leagues.
Okay, cool.
The next round is the national team round. Five questions. Number one, at the last Euros, Scotland scored one goal. Who scored it?
Jesus.
It was against Croatia.
Yeah, I was watching England, that ain't helpful, is it? I can remember Modric's goal. Blimey.
Lovely, wasn't it?
Oh.
We just decided to give him the freedom of the park that night.
It's not advisable, mate. What a player. Mind you, there was so many nice messages from Scotland fans that night about him, actually. Like, yeah, wow. Oh, God. I can picture the Hampden Roar. I can picture the end of the ground it was at. And all I can see is Chris Umalumo's miss against Norway.
I was there. I was celebrating that.
Were you there? Yeah.
He was actually playing really well. That was the worst bit. It might not be his debut. It was one of his first caps, anyway. Came on and went, this guy's quite good. Cross.
Oh, God, wow. I can't even think of a fucking name. Oh, go on, next one.
So Scotland's last two competitive games versus France were 1-0 victories in the qualification for 2008 Euros. Who scored the goals? One is particularly famous. One.
Yeah, I think I might know one, maybe. Is it okay to ask? One of them was away, wasn't it?
Yeah. So, it was in the qualification for the 08 Euros. The 1-0 at Hampden first, and then 1-0. I think it was Parc des France, but I'm not actually sure.
I think I might have them both. First name I've written down, just a bit concerned. Did you beat Italy in the same qualifiers?
We got beat in Italy, and then we had to beat Italy to go through, and we got beat 2-1. Controversial last minute free kick type deal.
I might have both of them then, actually.
So the third one, which current Scot has the most national team goals?
When you say current, do you mean from the current squad, or is it someone who's still playing?
I just sort of generally still playing, but he's in the current squad, if that's yep.
Okay. Yeah, I've got a stab.
Number four, in which year did Steve Clarke take the job?
Ooh. Ooh. Trying to think about this logically, James. I can't even think. Was he manager against us? I can't even think now.
Yeah, he was the manager at the last Euros.
Okay.
Okay, last question this round. In the initial announcement of the latest Scotland squad, so I don't know if people have been moved in and out since, but how many of that squad play outside the UK? And that's one mark, and then you get a mark if you can name them. Well, you get a mark for each one you name, sorry.
Outside of the UK,
UK.
basically.
Yeah, and I'm including loans.
Yikes. Oof. Yeah, I definitely should have done some research here. Who fucking scored against Croatia?
So I'll just
Go
run
on.
through them
Yeah,
again.
run for him again, mate. Yeah.
Number one, at the last Euros, Scotland scored one goal. Who scored it? Number two, Scotland's last two competitive games versus France were 1-0 victories. Who scored the goals? Number three, which current Scot has the most national team goals? Number four, in what year did Steve Clarke take the job? Number five, in the initial announcement of the latest Scotland squad, how many players play outside the UK for one mark? And who are they? And a mark for each one.
So take it the second and the fifth questions, you're giving 2 marks for each of them, yeah?
I'll give 2 marks for the second question, and then that one for every player you get, I'll give you a mark. So I can't really say
Okay.
what the mark is.
Yeah. That makes sense, mate. Okay.
So got the final round. Now, the word in the list is a bit funny, so if it doesn't make sense, just ask. So these players moved to England from a Scottish club, but who did they sign for the Scottish club from?
Oh, I say, so they moved from England to Scotland. Is that what you're saying?
No, they moved from Scotland to Eng from Scotland to England, but
Yeah.
who did they sign? What club did they come to Scotland from?
Do you mean come to England from?
Scotland from. So they went. So the first question would be, and it was the first question would be Virgil van Dijk signed for Southampton from Celtic in 2015, but who did he sign for Celtic from?
Oh, I see. So we need, right. Yeah. Makes sense.
That would be your first question. It was in 2013. Who did Virgil
I was
van
hoping he was going to give me one I might know the answer to rather than
Dijk?
that one. Is it one of the big ones or not? Right, I'm going to go really fucking rogue on that answer, bollocks.
So number two, and I'll give a wee bit of the game away here. The answer to this can be an English club as well. So number two, Stephen Davis joined Southampton from Rangers in 2012, but who did he sign for Rangers from? It's for 3 million in 2008.
I mean, you saying it can be an English club suggests to me it probably is an English club.
It is. I'll give you that.
Where was he at before? Okay.
Number three, Gary Hooper signed for Norwich from Celtic in 2013, but who did Celtic sign him from in 2010?
I think I know that one. Sorry, state of affairs when I'm claiming victory on the odd question here.
Number four, this is one for your Anguses. Nikita Jelovic joined Everton from Rangers in 2012, but who did he join Rangers from in 2010?
Jeez. Right, I'm gonna go with what should be the sensible answer.
Number five, Odson Edouard joined Crystal Palace from Celtic in 2021, but he signed for Celtic for 8 million in 2018 from who?
Yikes. Not a clue. How many did your mate get?
He got 26 out of 45.
Should get him on the quiz sometime. He can come and do the answers for me, mate.
Number six, Stylian Petrov joined Aston Villa from Celtic in 2006, but who did he join Celtic from? 1999. Number seven, Carlos Quela joined Aston Villa from Rangers in 2008 for 7.8 million, but the year before he joined Rangers from who?
Okay.
Number eight, Jean-Alain Boumsong signed for Newcastle for 8 million from Rangers in 2005. He joined Rangers for free 6 months earlier from who? Bit of a fishy deal, that one. Soonest involved.
Yeah, it's often referred to as a what the fuck in terms of Newcastle's management over that era. God knows where he joined Rangers from, though. Nah. All right, gotta go with the same. Go on.
Number nine, Giovanni van Bronckhorst joined Arsenal from Rangers in 2001 for 8 million, but Rangers signed him in 98 for 5 million from who?
Bound to get that wrong.
And last question of the quiz, and probably the best footballer I'll name in the quiz, Brian Laudrup joined Chelsea from Rangers in 1998, but who did he sign for Rangers from in 1994?
Oh my goodness. What a player, by the way. Oh
Fantastic.
my goodness.
He was a bit before my time, but the videos and my dad's testimonies about him.
You used to watch a lot of Rangers and Celtic in the mid 90s to the late 90s. Yeah, he was probably him and Gaz, obviously, the two that stood out individually. I mean, when Laudrup and Gascoigne were at it together, you could have games for you. You'd play Celtic sometimes, it'd feel like you'd get outplayed. Them two would win it. Too good.
Game winners on their own.
Brian Laudrup. Where would he have been before he went to Rangers? Crass, I can't even think of his career path. If I've got 10 on this,
Really?
yeah, I think I'd be quite pleased. Yeah, honestly, it's pretty tough, mate.
Thought about some easy ones then.
Go on, just run through them last 10 for us again, mate.
Cool. So it's who did they join the Scottish club from? So there's Virgil van Dijk joined Celtic from who? Stephen Davis joined Rangers from who? Gary Hooper joined Celtic from who? Nikica Jelovic joined Rangers from who? Odson Edouard joined Celtic from who? Stylian Petrov joined Celtic from who? Carlos Quela joined Rangers from who? Boumsong joined Rangers from who? Van Bronckhorst joined Rangers from who? And the last one, Brian Laudrup joined Rangers from who?
Woof. Yeah. Bad times. Bad times. Gosh. Okay. Let's get the embarrassment over and done with, I think.
I don't think it'll be too bad.
Right, let's do the answers then.
So the first round was your Scottish Premier League record holders, and who did you have for the most English Premier League goals?
I went with Big Dunk.
Correct.
Woohoo!
And I'm
Duncan
trying to smile when you...
Duncan Ferguson, for anyone who doesn't
Yeah.
know.
And your answer for number two?
Duncan Ferguson.
Correct. That's why I was trying not to laugh.
I
And your number three yellow cards?
It's not, is it?
No.
I've gone Gary Caldwell. I had a punt.
Phil Bardsley was 79.
Phil Bardsley of famed fight with Wayne Rooney.
Yeah, he had a wee loan spell at Rangers, but I can't remember how much he played. I think it was a lot.
I never would have got that.
Four assists.
Is it Robbo? Is it Andy Robertson?
Yep, with 58. And appearances.
Oh, tough. I've taken a punt at Gary McAllister.
Close, he was second. Number one was Darren Fletcher.
Ah, yes.
That's three out of five.
I'll take that. I'll just end it there, mate. 60% because it's going to go downhill from here.
Pass. So the next round was breakthrough at which club? So who did you have Lewis Ferguson coming through at?
I've done the United in my head.
Hamilton Accies.
I made myself sound confident briefly there.
He had half a season at Accies, then four seasons at Aberdeen.
Okay. Ah, yes. Aberdeen should have been the answer I said, actually, yeah.
But that's what you were meaning. John McGinn?
Hibs?
No. At St Mirren. He has three seasons at St Mirren, then three at Hibs after that.
Ah, I'm almost pleased that, oh, he was at Hibs. Okay, that'll do, yeah.
He won the cup at Hibs. Andy Robertson, number three?
I'm guessing it's not Hull.
No. It's Queen's Park. They used to always say it because they're an amateur team, but they played in League Two in Scotland.
Never would.
There when Rangers were in League Two, and he was brilliant against Rangers, and that's kind of what.
Never would have got that, mate. Even you telling me, I don't think. No. Do they still play in the big Hampden Park? They're playing a little one now.
They seem to flip between there and the little one. There's Lesser Hampden right next to it, which is actually bigger than the main Hampden in terms of pitch size.
Oh, is that right?
It's huge. I played in it when I was a kid. Massive.
Nice.
Number four, Stephen A. Smith.
Hearts.
Come on, look. He's a manager at Hearts now, though. So let's see where the link.
He played for Hearts, didn't he?
Yeah, towards the end, I think.
Yeah.
And the last one, Robert Snodgrass.
Hearts.
Livingston. Played at Hearts towards the end.
Cracking.
That was a zero.
Oh, God.
So the next one was Who Am I? So this is the one that's been annoying you, the current English Premier League striker with goals, appearances this season.
Colton Morris.
Correct.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fuck me.
It was always going to be a Luton player or something, wasn't it?
Oh, dear. I'm well happy with that. Colton Morris. No. I didn't even know if he was old enough.
I couldn't even tell you what age he was. I think he was a young boy.
Nah.
And your second one, Premier League winner, that was at Falkirk for half a season.
Joe Hart.
Kasper Schmeichel.
Ah, yes.
And then the next season, they got Tim Crew on loan. It was a right wee couple. Current Premier League defender, that was a half a season at Hibs.
Matthew Cash.
Oh, so close. Matt Doherty. I thought you had it at the start.
Bad times. The Duck. The Duck makes way more sense.
Current Premier League Big Six player who was half a season in Aberdeen.
I'm pretty sure that's my boy Madders.
Correct, yeah.
James Maddison, yeah.
Dreamer of a free kick. And a retired footballer who played for two teams in the Premier League, only Scotsman to start for Birmingham in their cup final win.
I think that's Barry Ferguson.
Yes, that's correct. I think he broke his rib that game or something. There's some weird.
Is that right?
Played for an hour with it or something.
I went absolutely potty when that winning goal went in. No apologies for saying it.
Obafemi Martins or something, wasn't it?
That's it.
Next round. So the town, first town I gave you was Paisley.
The last three, I'm just going to guess the name when you get to it, mate. I think I know this one. I think it's St Mirren.
Correct. And then Kirkcaldy.
Livingston.
It's Raith Rovers. Your third one, Dumfries.
I mean, I wanted to say Dunfermline. You asked it. He's obviously not. I couldn't even think of a club that was really south. Gretna don't exist anymore, does it?
Well, they kind of do. They're in the Lowland League now, but they're not very good.
I'm going Gretna.
No, Queen of the South.
Ah, the Cos.
Only club in the Bible, I think.
Cos.
Your fourth one. This is the hardest one. Methil.
I mean, it's got to be something heading down the leagues here, isn't it? Like Peterhead.
No, they're in Peterhead. Methil is East Fife.
East Fife.
And the last one, this is probably a surprising one to people if they don't know how small Dingwall is.
Well, you said East Fife, so now I'm just going to say Forfar.
Dingwall's Ross County, so top division team from a town of 550.
Yes. I'm acting like I know, I don't. I'm trying to remember. I've been on the train to Aberdeen.
Right.
Did you go past Raith or Ross County? It's one or the other. You go past on the train.
I wouldn't have thought he'd go past. I mean, either of them. Maybe Forfar or something.
It's after Dundee. So in between like Dundee and Aberdeen.
That's the one side of the country my geography's not as good, but I'd imagine it's more like to be Forfar or Breakden or something.
Nah, it's definitely... I think it's Raith. I think.
Raith Rovers are in Kirkcaldy and Fife.
And where's that? Geographically, is that north, south, east, west?
Over the bridge from Edinburgh.
Maybe it's not them then. I wasn't drinking back then, honestly. All right, I'm happy with St Mirren. I take that. Players.
So more goals in the English or the Scottish leagues? Chris Sutton.
I'm going to Scotland.
England, 85-63.
Fucking hell, Dave.
James McFadden.
England.
Scotland, 38.
You're just taking the piss out of me now.
John McGinn.
Scotland.
England, 22-16.
How many times can you get a 50-50 wrong, right?
Neil Lennon.
England.
Correct. You're on the right. He scored not a barrel load. He scored a few at Crewe when he first came through, I think. And then Aaron Hickey. He's got one goal in one of these countries.
Scotland.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think he scored for Brentford.
He definitely hasn't in the league. He scored a few for Bologna, but he only scored one in Scotland as well. Edinburgh Derby, right enough.
Yeah, we were aware of his Bologna numbers.
FPL, I had him at the start of whatever season I had him.
Oh, I still don't know who scored for you against Croatia, mate.
No answer?
Che Adams.
No, it was Cal McGregor. A week and a half volley type thing from the edge of the box.
Yeah, I can see it now. You've told me.
Last two games v France, 1-0 wins. Who got the goals?
I think James McFadden scored in an away game.
Yep.
A really long range effort.
Screamer, eh?
And I think the game you won at home, I think Gary Caldwell scored.
Correct. I think they had two offside goals that game. Before the glory days. Number three, which current Scot has the most national team goals?
I'm going to guess, which is wrong, but I just want to say it anyway. Manchester United's best player, Scott McTominay.
I almost want to give you a mark for correctly saying he's Manchester United's best player, but the answer is John McGinn.
John McGinn?
Yeah, John McGinn is close to the Scotland record. The Scotland record, Scotland record's 30. He's got 18.
Who's your top scorer?
It's a tie between Law and Dalglish.
No, shut up. That's the Scottish goal scoring record. That's it.
I know, it's crazy. McGinn's got 18. It's not, I don't know what age McGinn is, 28, 29. It's not out with the...
I mean, I know you obviously, you know, in the eras of those great forwards, you didn't play as many games as they do now. But that's still remarkable, actually. And you had a fucking good team a lot of the time back then, right?
I think he's went past Ali McCoy. He's well on his way.
That's crazy. You only need someone to get a couple of hat tricks against the Faroe Islands. I shouldn't bring them up, should I? It's probably
No.
Let that one go.
And the Steve Clark, when did he take the job?
I punted 2018.
1 year out, 19.
Ah.
And the initial announcement, the latest Scotland squad, how many play outside the UK?
I've gone for three.
Four. And their names? So you got a chance. Not
a fucking clue, any of them, mate. Lewis Ferguson.
Yep.
God, there's going to be players out on loan that I don't know. No, go on, ruin it for me.
So Lewis Ferguson, Kieran Tierney, Scott McKenna and Jack Hendry.
Hendry and Tierney. Tierney's at Sociedad, isn't he?
Yes.
And where's Hendry at the moment?
Gerrard's team. I can't remember the code.
Oh, of course. Yeah, he's in...
Saudi.
Yeah, because I saw you saying he was the best player in the Saudi Pro League. I remember you saying that. Yeah.
He's quite good, but He's probably not better than Ronaldo.
All right, let's punt these. I think I've only got one of these last 10 as well.
So Van Dijk came from...
Right, I'm going rogue here because it's obvious to say one of the big ones. Vitesse Arnhem.
Groningen. Steve Davis.
Is it Villa?
Fulham. He was on loan at Villa, though, and then he went from Fulham to Rangers, so it's a bit of a cheeky one.
Yeah, there was one of them, something instinct was Villa, and then did he even play for Villa? So where have I got that from?
He was on loan
Villa, yeah. Fulham. Yeah. I think that's Scunthorpe.
Yep.
Take that one.
This is a sneaky one. Jelovic.
Why is it sneaky?
Because it's not a Croatian club.
Well, I'll fucking just give myself a cross then. Isn't it? just go Dynamo Zagreb and hope it's right.
It was Rapid Vienna.
Oh my!
He's a Rangers fan.
No way, mate.
Because it was a big. I think he refused to play.
Will Angus have got that right?
100%, right. That's...
Gosh.
Five odds on Edouard.
Leon.
PSG. Petrov.
Levski Sofia.
CSK Sofia. It was one of two, wasn't it?
Fuck off, mate.
Wrong side of every.
I wrote Levski and I went, why do you go CSKA? And then a bigger one. No. Go with Levski, James. Go with Levski.
Carlos Cuela.
Villarreal.
Osasuna.
I had the right leg. I'll take that. I'll give myself off.
Big boom song.
Leon.
Auxerre. That's a hard one. These two are gettable, I think. Van Bronckhorst.
Feyenoord.
Yeah. Is he the manager there now, or was he? He was recently. I don't think he is now.
No, not anymore, no. Where is he now? He's not doing a national team, is he? No.
I have no idea. They're not right, Joe. No.
Arne Slot's Feyenoord, isn't he?
Could be a wee bit. I don't know too much about them leagues. And last one, Brian Laudrup.
Real Madrid?
Fiorentina. I think it was Michael, was it?
Yeah, I knew Michael was at Real. I didn't know if he might have been there as well. Wow, that was disastrous. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14. I'll take that with pride that it's not ended in single digits, mate.
45.
Good quiz, mate. You can tell your mate who you tested that he's a fucking smarter ass than me. Well done.
I think if you're Scottish, there's a few easy ones. The towns are quite easy if you're Scottish.
I can't wait to hear Harbour Boy. He's always in. He's like, I don't know, you not get. I'm waiting to see if he gets one. Blinding. David, thank you very much for the quiz, mate. Hugely, hugely appreciate that. Anything you want to promote, sell, speak of before we conclude, mate?
No, I've got nothing to promote. I'm just on Slack defending Scotland and mainly Scott McTominay.
You defend Scottish football very, very well. Remember not to upset Gary, and Gary, don't upset David and vice versa. Send love always, people. Suj is back with me, I think, for Tottenham tomorrow. Excuse me. So thanks very much, David. Have a good day, patrons. Cue music, please. Man child. Messi.